for you, this experience, first time Super Bowl, how much are you relying on the guys who've been here?
Heavily, to be honest with you. You know, the Kevin Falks of the world, the Vince Wilforts, Coach Belichick, you know, he's been here time and time again. Pepper Johnson, another coach, has been here time and time again. Those guys share their experiences with us, and you know, we have to take them and listen and hopefully apply them on Sunday.
When you look at it, there was a lot of, you know, criticism of the defense throughout the year, Gerard, and it seems that the last month or so, you guys have played a lot better. Was it just a matter of all these new faces having to really find out the rules?
You know, to be honest with you, I think it was just getting guys healthy, you know, and having the same guys on the field the next week that you had the previous week. Know, becoming more comfortable with each other, and it's shown the last couple weeks.
Does it kind of show what this team can do when it puts its mind to it, kind of buckle down and listen to what the coaches say, just take the game plan to perfection?
I think so, and I think we have a great young team who they want to be better, they want to learn from these coaches, they want to learn from these veteran players, and I think that's what's really sparked this team.
And what does it say about the mental toughness of this defense, where they've been so heavily criticized early in the year, they've responded this way?
It says a lot. You know, like you said, we talk about mental toughness all the time. And, you know, you can't really listen to all the outsiders. You can't listen to the media. You can't listen to your family. You can't listen to your friends. You know, you just have to listen to these coaches. They know what they're doing. They've won championships. And hopefully we get it done.
Hey, thanks very much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Gerard, what did that contract extension mean to you in terms of peace of mind and just being able to know that you're going to be in New England for a long time?
You know, it means a lot, to be honest with you. It's not like it was on my mind every day or anything like that, but you know, for them to come to me a year early and to get that done, you know, it means a lot.
And Nikovic, just with each guy in their personality.
Spikes, you know, he brings a lot of energy to the game. You see him always out there dancing, kind of lightening the mood up a little bit. And Nikovic is just that blue-collar guy who always brings his hard hat to work every day. You know, you need those different clashes of personalities to be a good team.
Gerard, for those of you who came to the Patriots in 2008, which was right after the 2007 season, which was obviously ended with a Super Bowl loss to the Giants, do you remember back at that time when you were drafted, was there any sort of palpable, tangible element of anger, frustration with how that season ended?
Definitely. You know, you never want to lose in the Super Bowl, and it's going to sting for a long time. You know, but when I got here, those guys, you know, they had turned the page. You know, those guys are professionals, and they were ready to move on to the next season.
Well, you're here now, part of Super Bowl 46. You have this uniform on, a Super Bowl 46 logo, obviously an MHK logo. I think both are meaningful to just about everyone in here. Can you just talk about, you know, really, literally, those two logos and what they mean?
Yeah, I think it starts with Miss Myra Kraft. You know, we dedicated this season to her at the beginning of the year. And, you know, that's been our rock all year. You know, the Kraft family has been through a lot this season. And, you know, we want to end this season off on the right note for her. And that's what it's all about, being here at the Super Bowl.
Well, we're live on Patriots.com right now. What do you want to say to fans watching right now on Patriots.com?
We're down here working. Hopefully we can bring a victory back home to you.
All right. Patriots linebacker Gerard Mayo, thank you very much. All righty.